Let me play this one more time because I want to read.
He's in the zone right now.
I want to read one of the texts.
Usually we just have an answer built into the play. And so if we do have like an all out blitz or something, we usually have an answer of where I should be hitting or where I should be going. And there's very rare occasions where we walk up to line and we get a look and it's, oh shoot, they got us. And then I'm supposed to randomly make up an audible. There's nothing like that. We usually always have an answer for, pressures, all out blitz and things like that. So that's on me to get to the right guy.
That's so real quick, Snotty. That is so, you're not passing the buck. How can you have an answer to something if you don't know the question and that the defense is getting over on you and it's a better call than what you're doing? How can you manipulate it without the ability to audible? You can't say the play. It origin there's has different all options, the outlets.
But there's different options on every play.
No doubt
so
about
if they
it.
Come up to the line of scrimmage and he sees something where their number one issue or their number one option is going to be taken away, well, then when you snap the ball, you're already into your second option.
Okay,
probably.
But what about the protection component of it?
What about it?
That you can, how does that rear its head? What does he say at the line to change that? That's also part of audible and two. It's not
I bet you Kyle would say the blocking scheme doesn't change. I'm just saying what I think he would say.
Wow, man.
But this is interesting, and I want to know what 49er fans think of this. I just played that clip from Kyle Shanahan, and the 209 said, see, this is exactly why Shanahan can't have a seasoned veteran quarterback.
Wow. It makes me think that.
Well, that's one of those things where I'm not going to shut that down.
Right.
But I think Kyle Shanahan would be perfectly fine with a seasoned veteran quarterback, assuming that he developed the quarterback into a seasoned veteran quarterback. That I do kind of
but
think
doesn't
that
it
has
boil
some
down
merit.
To trust?
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm the...
But if Purdy's not ready, if he's still... I mean, he's still only been a quarterback for 2.5 years. And if Kyle's offense is so sophisticated that it isn't easy to pick up, to me, it does make sense that the process of Purdy learning it all probably takes years.
Well, I'll tell you this to that. TC and Sack, I've never heard that audio, but if Brock's dad was saying this is the first time...
I didn't hear that.
Either did
but I.
But let's just say that happened and that was actually said. Well, that'll let you know his son's probably feeling that way. But it is... Maybe we figured it out. That's why Aaron Rodgers or the opportunities to get a seasoned, iconic quarterback was not sexy to Kyle because he knew he couldn't, that was just going to come with the quarterbacks, Donnie. I think it boils down to trust.
And trust is earned over a long period of time. I'm playing devil's advocate here because I don't know exactly how he coaches all the quarterbacks he's ever had and how he's coaching Purdy in comparison to that. From the 415, Van Morrison is in San Francisco this weekend.
But you're
Steiny.
Out on him.
He stinks.
Yeah, you see,
he stinks.
That's,
he stinks.
You're
live.
The grown up in the room.
I'm out.
He's older.
We're all older. But you see the enthusiasm I'm bringing today.
He's too old.
But you had your days.
He does every Have fun tonight out at Bimbo's. You'll get treated to a 42-minute show with no interaction. Waterman and Quarter Madeira.
Wow.
What's up, Waterman? How you doing? All we need you to do, Van, is say, how are you doing out there, San Francisco?
Yeah.
That's all he's got to do. And he can't do that. What's up, Waterman?
What's up, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
Payday, baby.
Absolutely. Goo, you're looking fly in your Dallas jersey, even though it is a Dallas jersey.
I appreciate that.
I see you on YouTube there.
Yeah.
All right.
Got a little acne going.
I got to say this. I got to say this real quick. I kind of agree with TC and Sack, man. He's right. I think Kyle's got way too much control over this thing, control issues, and he's not allowing the players to play. We see this all the time. Brock goes back. He's looking for a certain spot. It's not there. He's got to hold on to the ball longer. Somebody's not open. I would like to see if Brock really is going to grow in this system and these receivers are supposed to be open for him all the time. It shouldn't be this hard, in my opinion. So, you know, I do wonder a lot about the, you know, how much Kyle is. Maybe, like, this is where the play's got, this is the play, this is where the ball should go. And if that's not your option, then you should go here. I'm not even seeing the out option being open right now. So, I mean, who knows how involved that is? I don't know. But right now, it obviously ain't working great. My other real quick question I got to ask you guys is, why aren't the Niners and every other defensive team right now mimicking what the Chiefs are doing? If this is such an amazing defense that we're watching Kansas City do, is it a personnel thing? Is it they just the defensive coordinators, this isn't their scheme, so they're going to stick with their scheme? Why aren't we seeing the Niners start mimicking this and being able to send more blitzers at the quarterback? Because I feel like all we do is send four guys constantly, and we don't get home. We're not rushing the quarterback. We're not getting them on the ground. So that's my thought. You know, it's Dallas Week Goo. I'm sorry to say. I hope we kick you guys' butts.
No, it's going to happen.
I know you said we're going to I know you said we're going to probably win by 20. I hope that's the case. But, guys, have a great afternoon. And
great questions,
let's go,
man. Stiney, and I'm going to say this to that. Spagnuolo, Stiney, that's his style. He don't have Snead. He's still got McDuffie, but you had two all-star stud corners. And I guess it's just, what word am I? You let it all hang out when you play man, right? Because that comes with the risk. But the Chiefs have done that, and I believe that's why they shut the likes of the Niners down in the Super Bowl. But we cannot, and I'm talking to the caller here, we cannot omit what D'Amico Ryans did when he had different personnel, but the Niners' defense was more aggressive. And also Robert Saleh when he was here. So I don't know, and I know for a fact that defense, injury or not, the Niners' defense isn't that, but I do know, and I hear from Niner fans, mainly my guy 49er Frankie, why do we only bring four? So I don't know the answer to that, Stoney, but the Chiefs run man, and they don't give a damn. The Ravens do it. The Vikings do it. I don't know what happened last night. And the Browns.
I'm more interested in talking about the relationship between Kyle Shanahan right now and Brock Purdy, because I'm seeing some interesting stuff on the Comcast business text line. 415, I think Kyle's a control freak. I think we know that he's got some of that in him,
no doubt.
Yeah. But maybe the reason he's been a control freak is because he hasn't had a quarterback for a long period of time. He just hasn't. It's not his fault.
But or is it just his preference? What if he told you, if he could really be honest, well, I don't want my quarterback
to believe
that.
They're going to pay Brock Purdy whatever they pay him, and that Brock Purdy's going to be the starting quarterback for the next several years. And then maybe we have to see how that relationship grows over the next, you know, 2 or 3 years.
To where Brock can tell him, I want to do this.
This is what I'm really going to get at, and I want to ask 49er fans this. Are you really telling me that in Kyle Shanahan's eighth year, after all we've seen from him and his coaching and how he runs his offense, that not all of a sudden, but right around now, he's not helping Brock Purdy? He's hurting Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy improved enough for you guys over the last 2 years? Or is he kind of the same question or same quarterback he's been?
Or has he become stagnant because he hasn't been to utilize that part of his game?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
And we got Barry Church coming on, a former safety. I want to ask him, Stoney, just his thoughts about a quarterback not having that ability at the line of scrimmage to do that.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's talk about Kyle Shanahan and his coaching of Brock Purdy, where Purdy is now, where he was when he first started quarterback in this team, and how much of it also might have to do with the fact that they don't have right now Christian McCaffrey, and they don't have right now Brandon Ayuk, and they haven't had for two games Deebo Samuel. Or is that just a convenient excuse? 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, are we really at the point where people think that Kyle might be holding back Brock Purdy?
Possibly.
Hmm.
It's interesting, man.
888-957-9570 is the number.
And I know
you want to jump in on that. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I know I'm a broken record, but it's not just about the route, Stoney. I swear to you, I'm no Warren Moon, but it's about the protections. Brock Purdy can see stuff. And if it's a mandate that he can't make any changes on the fly, then that's why you're going to get beat every game, right? But sometimes he can have the ability to slide the protection, do different stuff to allow him to throw the ball. Ayuk in the Super Bowl, who was open, but they had no time. So I would just like to ask any football head coach, why don't you want your quarterback utilizing that? And Stein, if you tell me because he's still going through his football puberty, I give you that. But then we had the exact opposite with Jimmy, who was more mature and older, and he still didn't, he wasn't able to use that.
Well, but I think it's a tool. Understand that. Like I should say this. If we're looking at all the quarterbacks that have been under Kyle Shanahan and how much he trusts the quarterbacks, fine. Maybe he doesn't trust his quarterbacks like other coaches trust their quarterbacks. He still trusts Purdy more than Garoppolo, I think. And the couple things that Kyle Shanahan might say is, you guys don't even know what you're talking about. You want to unleash this guy and let him cook. We don't have any weapons. We can't play like that right now. Maybe that's part of what Kyle Shanahan's saying.
But even when he had the weapons, Stiney, he wasn't able to utilize the audible. Last year's Super Bowl.
Last year was one of the best years statistically ever, like when you look at just the efficiency of a whole offense. So
not
I think
in the playoffs,
it's hard to do that
Kyle.
Every year. I think when you're missing the NFL MVP, that doesn't help. You know, missing some receivers doesn't help them, but I think Brock's having a hell of a year statistically also.